What's that sound?
Phoebe Bevin Nick's $50,000 secret sound. On the Fox.
We've got to add podcast onto that, don't we, Tim? Hello, welcome to the Phoebe Bevin Nick $50,000 secret sound. I am Aaron, that is Tim in his home studio. Hello to you.
Yeah, what up?
What's the latest on going on at home? How's homeschooling being? Working from home, obviously.
I'm in a lot of trouble for being so late home today because apparently it was a punish. But like I tried to appease my fiance with, I'm like, hey, you've only got to do it for a few more days. And she did not find that helpful. Actually, no, one more day. Kids go back on Friday if you're listening to this.
I can imagine as someone having kids, that would just be music to your ears.
Yeah, I love them with every fiber of my body, and I would do anything to help them or save their lives, but I can't effing wait for them to get out of my face.
Okay, so if you're just tuning in for the very first time, look, tuning in, it's like we're on the radio. No, we're on the internet. It is the Phoebe Bevin Nick $50,000 secret sound.
I love how podcast. Zero prep has gone into this.
No, it's none, like none, absolutely nothing.
You press record on to do the podcast, and we're like, all right, what are we going to talk about? How are we going to say this?
What we do try to get out of this whole thing is to help Melburnians win the 50K, because we get to go through all the answers that have already been guessed, and you don't want to be saying the same thing like a stapler or whatever, because you would miss out on your chance at winning 50K, Tim.
And not many people know, but the announcer who gets to give it away gets a bonus as well.
Oh,
isn't that not doing that this year?
That's new to me. Maybe we've got to have this.
They must have stopped it now.
Oh, I bet they have. I bet they have, Tim. Note in my next meeting with management.
Why do you think Fifi Fever Nick do it twice every morning? It's to give themselves more opportunity, that sweet, sweet bonus.
Right, it makes sense now. It makes sense. Okay, so the place to be listening to the secret sound is obviously on the radio. We play it any time, right, Tim?
You can't stop us playing it.
Yeah.
If you listen for 15 minutes, you'll hear it about 800 times.
Have you done any of your little tricks yet? So if you listen to the radio religiously, Tim's on in the morning, I'm on in the afternoon, but Tim is famous in the radio industry for doing...
Hey, careful. What story are you going to tell? some of this
G-rated.
Is still going through the courts.
No, but Tim is famous for doing wickety-whack stuff on the air. But do you want to explain what wickety-whack... means to...
Oh, do you mean messing with the songs? I just like doing things that'll make people's ears go, huh? What was going on there?
Yeah, have you done that with the secret sound yet?
No, there's a... I know Glass Animals... what's that song called?
Heat Waves.
Heat Waves. Yeah. I know there's a silence bit at the end with a nice... before it gets back into the beat. I've thought about putting the secret sound there, but then care factor's pretty low during lockdown to be TBH.
Okay, so a reminder to hear the sound. Make sure you're listening to Fifi Fever Nick, Tim in the morning, or myself in the afternoon. Guess away, pocket the 50K. Listen to this podcast to get all the previous answers so you don't waste your guess. Shall we get into the guesses this morning, Tim?
The incorrect ones.
Incorrect
These ones
one,
did
sorry.
Not win anyone $50,000.
Here we go with Casey from Clyde.
Okay, I think the sound is when you flick the silent switch on the side of the iPhone.
Oh, good guess. Keeper of the secret sound, Darcy.
Okay.
Was Casey's guess correct?
That is not the secret sound.
No, but good guess, Tim.
I'm playing it in my head now. That I don't know, it feels a bit...
I'm just, yeah.
I'm a bit too metallic-y for that.
Hang on, I've got one here. Let's. Yeah, no,
you're
yeah.
Just playing it.
Yeah, I was trying to, but it's too quiet. You have to really
you're just
turn
picking it next to you.
But I like the thinking because it's kind of got the sounds kind of got two components to it, right? Or is
I
that
think
just...
that's something incredible. You know what? Everything that everyone has said about you behind your back, about you being an idiot, like dumber than a bag of rocks, all that stuff. Oh, this is the first you're hearing about it? No, that, I joke, I kid. No, that's very smart. I think this sound is a two-part sound, I reckon.
Yeah. So it's a good
We're not saying this coming from a place of people who know what the sound is.
No.
We're just two idiots guessing like you are.
We'll continue with other incorrect guesses this morning, and this was Morgan from Frankston South.
Is it opening and closing of a Tic Tac packet or Tic Tac packet? Yeah.
Ooh,
a small
Morgan.
Little pot packet.
Yes, I know
guess.
The one. That's I like
okay.
that guess, Morgan. I reckon it's a good one. We now turn to in Leon's absence. We now turn to Darcy.
That is not the secret sound.
When's the last time you've had a Tic Tac, Tim?
I think I got a point of sale. Pack of orange Tic Tacs from Kmart only a couple of months ago, and they were delightful.
They are delicious. It's like our Skittles chat yesterday. Like, once you start, you can't stop. And once you do buy them, how long until they're all gone?
I think I ate them all in the afternoon, and I had some issues with my digestive tract.
But good, another good guess, would you say? The Tic Tac clicking it into the
I reckon that she
box?
Might have heard the one about the M&M lid being opened and thought, oh, I reckon that's in the right ballpark. And that's, you got to be that specific.
Yes. Yeah. You got to, exactly. You can't just say it's a stapler. You've got to say, you know, I've got a couple of pieces of paper and I'm going to press into the stapler. That's definitely not the answer. But you're right. You got to explain what you're doing.
I was lucky enough to have two comp spots in my shift today. The first was a marbles clacking together, which I thought was pretty good. Incorrect. And the second one was, I thought this was pretty out of the ballpark. The water dripping from a leaky shower head onto the tiles below.
Oh, yeah, that's quite good, I think. Yeah, because it's like, so it's like, yeah, it's, you could bet. Yeah, no, I get that, but obviously incorrect, but yeah.
Yeah, I reckon the water splashing would make a follow-up sound. So like if the droplets are hitting the tiles, there'd be something else, or there'd be an echo of the room or something, and I haven't heard any of that in Fifi Fevernick's $50,000 secret sound.
True. I had one incorrect guess today. I have never heard this sound before. It was a dog clicker, like when you're training a dog.
An electric collar thing.
Is that what it is? I have absolutely zero idea. I can't even picture it. But all
so
I know
years
is the
joke. Years ago when I used to do the Hot 30 Countdown with Bigsy, we wanted to do this thing where we each gave ourselves an electric dog collar and the other person got the other person's clicker. And if we were annoying each other, we could click the click and then give the other person an electric shock. And our legal department said no. And then after we asked, every bloody show in Australia started doing things with electric dog collars. So I'm quite intimate with that sound. That was a good one because, it's a two-part click.
And this is the end of the podcast, Tim.
It's been fun.
Yeah, I've had fun.
Sorry, that was a very big exhale then. I was looking outside. I was looking at the rain. Can't wait to watch some Netflix tonight.
It's time to relax. Time to put our feet up and get ready to do it all again tomorrow. Fifi Fevernick's
$50,000
secret sound is
I think what's happening is I think the delay has built up, and so that's why we're talking over each other more.
Yeah.
So 1,000 apologies.
We'll do this all again tomorrow. Be tuning in for Fifi Fevernick to have your first guess at 7, 9 and across your day with both Tim and myself. Have a great night or great morning whenever you're listening to this podcast. See you, bye, internet.
See you, bye.